from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, this week?
Yeah. So how prepared do you really are for week one, taking into account preseason and your journey and path through the season?
I think I'm pretty prepared, ready to get out there, get the game plan, and really get to play, knowing what I have to do, when I have to do it, and where I need to be.
How would you assess your first two preseason performances as you reflect on it? What do you have to work on? What are you looking forward to as you progress in your NFL?
It was pretty, and so, always can be better. But just getting out there, feeling the speed of the game more, and just playing and doing what I know I can do.
We asked Joe earlier about what he felt like was the biggest challenge for you, and he said adjusting to different ways that defenders are going to deal with you. How in your mind do you go about doing that, trying to make those adjustments?
So for one, really you can understand the rhythm that they play at, the type of things they like to take away. And then from watching the film, taking account, the guys they're probably going against are not, you know, the same size of you, speed, and could do the different things that you can do. So just imagining how it would stop myself pretty much is the same way as they're imagining how to stop me when I'm going out there. So just continue to be creative, asking for different coverages, leverages, and one-on-ones, and in practice, and just perfecting it that way.
Is that something that you can only do through reps on field?
Yeah, so, you know, pretty much just test the guy out. You know, when it's not a pass play or it's a run play, try something here and there and just see if what you've been studying is really what's going on out there.
Yeah, the other night, the ball at the goal line, when you look at the film, is that a ball you think you should have caught?
Definitely. I feel like any ball come my way, I can catch it, honestly.
What happened? When you watched it, what do you think happened?
Just a drop. Focus drop. Got to look the ball in and make the play.
When Deion talks, he talks about feeling a responsibility job.
That's his guy, his quarterback. You're just coming in this league. Do you feel that? I mean, you have to take care of what you have to do, but a responsibility for your quarterback to be everything you need you to be? For sure, because I'm one of the guys he's throwing the ball to, so he got the trust he has in me. I got to relay it back, make those catches, make both of us look good. You know, I can't do that. How I'm supposed to get out there and make the plays?
Football science is you're a starter. Feel like a starter?
Nah, I just feel like I'm going out there playing at elite level and got a lot of elite guys on side of me that, you know, you got to hold your own.
You've gone against maybe the best corners yet that you're going to see later on. How do you feel you have done in the area of separation? That's an important thing. How do you think you've done so far?
Honestly, I don't think that's a struggle. You know, we're going to find out sooner than later, but I don't think that's a concern. I think that's something I continue to work at and show throughout practice, throughout week-to-week basis.
Would a play like that at the goal line that you were talking about a minute ago comes up in the film room, like, take me into that. Like, is it, like, frustrating when something like that happens and, you know, trying to break it down when you're talking about it as a team?
I think it's more frustrating when it happens than after, because after you already in process the feeling, you know, right after you kind of mad, but you got to get to the next play. Man, you know, when you watch the film, everybody in the room know you got to catch that. So nobody's going to continue to harp on you. People make harmless jokes throughout practice and stuff, but you got to go. You got to make that catch. Simple as that.
Joe said that the wide receivers blocking Saturday was very good. How much more are you being asked at this level to block, and what's been that, you know, adjustment for you versus what you might have done at Florida State?
You know, Florida State a lot was RPOs, different things like that, but now it's going, just giving effort backside, going to get the safeties, and when the bubble spit out the inside, making sure the corner can't make that play.
Where do you feel like you've shown the most growth, maybe from the start of training camp to now?
Speed of the game, playing at the speed that everybody else playing, and just pretty much making the plays that they knew I could make.
A lot of wide receivers were picked first round or early second round. Any attention when anybody else is going on? Do you have a sense of competition with those guys as you all come into the league?
I wouldn't say so. I don't mean salute to them getting drafted where they got drafted, but I'm a guy that comes in ready to work, and I'll work anybody that's in my field of play. So, you know, the cards are going to lay where they're going to lay depending on production and all that, and that's going to ask for everybody else to do. I'm here to do my job.
So much is made of your great outgoing personality when you first got here. Now that you've gotten training camp, things like that. Like, have you tried to shift things to more
Keon
Coleman, the football player?
When has things not been Keon Coleman, the football player?
But you know, so much attention was the jacket, the cookies, and all of that. And now that we've got things being on the field, I mean, have you tried to maybe shift away from that and just be more of like, let's talk shop?
I mean, I don't really like talking about a jacket either. It's football season. Like, my mindset has been football. Ever since my first press conference was football, yeah, you got to see the personality. But was I the one focused on the jacket? Not at all. I was focused on learning the playbook and being able to play at the speed of the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.